did we or didn't we cancel trade talks with China? We don't know. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 22nd day of January. Thanks to everybody for being with us. We'll get to that story in just a moment. In other business news today, a sharp drop in home sales has the real estate market reeling. Remember that talk of a 70% tax rate for millionaires fostered by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Well, some billionaires out there think it may have legs. The market's tanked on some disturbing news today, and we'll have all those numbers for you. Also today, our guest is historian, author, and news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL, who will be in the greater Des Moines Metro on Thursday talking about his book, The Floppy Show. Now, if all this sounds foreign to those of you from outside central Iowa, we get it. So Jeff is in to chat about the business ability of the late Dwayne Ellett. But first, let's check out the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, realestateconcepts.net. The business news is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases? Whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful that you are hanging out here with us. My name's Michael Libby. I'm your host. Reach out to us on Twitter, will you? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, leading off today is the report that the Trump administration rejected an offer by two Chinese vice ministers to travel to the U.S. this week for preparatory trade talks because of a lack of progress on two important issues. That action caused the Dow to drop to session lows after weeks of hope on finding a way out of the trade war with Beijing. U.S. officials canceled this week's face-to-face because of a lack of progress on what's being called forced technology transfers and potentially far-reaching structural reforms to China's economy. The two issues could ultimately derail the talks and cause more worry for financial markets. They're already jittery about the consequences of escalating tensions between the two largest economies. But then, after the report came out, the White House said the talks were on. The real story? Simple fact is, we don't know. But we do know this. If an agreement is not reached by March 1st, President Donald Trump has said he will more than double the punitive tax rate imposed on about half of all Chinese exports to the U.S., from 10% to 25%. And that, by the way, is a tax that you, should you buy stuff, will pay. We'll have a look at all the numbers from Wall Street later in the newscast. Well, we hit another business headwind today, and that was the staggering downturn in home sales reported by the National Association of Realtors. A 4.6 decline in home sales is especially troubling, given the fact that interest rates have come down and there are no governmental issues that might have caused the drop, other than the unsure nature of consumers toward government policy regarding trade and the federal government shutdown. But when these numbers were put together, it was before the government shutdown. So who knows? Another indicator that home sales are slowing is the supply of homes for sale. That rose just over 3% compared with a year ago. Low supply has been holding sales back last spring despite strong demand, so it would make sense that more supply would boost sales, unless this is a sign that demand is weakening. The median home price of $259,000 in 2018 was the highest on record. While mortgage rates did drop in December, the expectation is that they will move higher later this year, and that will hurt affordability going forward. Let's spend some time on the ever-widening pay and opportunity gap in the United States from the mouth of a billionaire investor. 3 weeks after Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York called for an income tax rate of as much as 70% on the wealthiest Americans, billionaire investor Ray Diallo suggested the idea may have legs in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. Discussing the outlook for a slower world economy on Fox Business, Diallo said that next year we'll see, quote, the beginning of thinking about politics and how that might affect economic policy beyond. Something like the talk of the 70% income tax, for example, will play a bigger role, end quote. If you remember, back on January 6th, Ocasio-Cortez said that, quote, there's an element, yeah, where people are going to have to start paying their fair share. Once you get to the tippy toes on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%, end quote. Now, that might spell disaster to at least some of the global elite gather in Davos this week. The fortunes of dozens of attendees at the World Economic Forum in 2009 have soared by a combined $175 billion by last year. The same cannot be said for people on the other end of the social spectrum. A report from Oxfam on Monday revealed that the poorest half of the world saw their wealth actually fall by 11% last year. But the most interesting aspect of the interview on Fox Business with Ray Diallo was his admission that the current wealth and opportunity gap is something that must be addressed, and he likened the issue, now get this, to the same feelings that gave rise to the popular effort of unionization in the mid to late 1930s, where workers demanded and then got a larger slice of the pie. Stunning. Well, stocks did fall today, the first trading day of the week, as weak data from China and lower global growth estimates from the International Monetary Fund renewed fears of the global economy slowing down. The Dow dropped 301 points, led by losses in Goldman Sachs and Caterpillar. S&P 500 pulled back 1.4% as the communications sector and industrials lagged. The NASDAQ declined by 1.9%. The major indexes also closed lower for the first time in five sessions. The Chinese economy grew by 6.6% last year. That, according to official numbers released by China's government. Now, 6.6% increase in an economy is staggering, but that's off the mark. That growth did match analyst expectations. However, it was also China's slowest growth pace in 28 years. Add to that the factor that the U.S. today pulled out of trade talks with China, and that bit of news sent the Dow crashing to its lowest point of the day. But then came White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, who denied the reports, saying the meetings are not canceled, giving stocks a boost into the close of the session today. China and the U.S. are trying to strike a permanent trade deal, and both countries have been at a trade war since last year, slapping tariffs on billions of dollars worth of goods. One source says they have two confirmations the talks are canceled. Meanwhile, the White House says they're not. Your turn to guess. The major indexes added to their losses after the National Association of Realtors said U.S. existing housing sales fell to their lowest level in 3 years. Oh, and did we mention that the U.S. government shutdown is now past day 32? At the bell, the Dow was down those 301 points to 24,404. The NASDAQ fell by a whopping 136 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 37 points. Gold gained $1.90 on the back of weak equities to trade at $1,284.50 an ounce. Oil dropped by nearly 2% to trade at $52.89 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.74%. The Greater Des Moines, Iowa Partnership, that's an economic development group made up of 24 area chambers of commerce, will focus on five areas that they say will drive the central Iowa economy forward. They are creating a railroad transfer hub. Now, this is something the partnership says will bring together already busy railroad traffic to truck traffic and help speed material into and out of central Iowa. The nearly $16 million project will not only speed delivery of products, but also will reduce the cost of transportation. Advancing technology is number two. The partnership will expand efforts to assist people to learn new technologies by expanding the Code DSM Academy. That's a 150-hour course that teaches students how to code. It was established last year with Des Moines Area Community College. Its goal is to see 75% of working adults obtain degrees, certificates, and other credentials by 2025. And then there is the Water Project. Work is going to continue on 150 miles of waterways in central Iowa to create everything from water parks to whitewater rafting, all in an effort to expand outdoor recreation and health that includes rock climbing and zip line trips across the water. Number four, advancing the new airport terminal. This has been on the docket for some time, and now the partnership is turning to the business community to help support funding for the $500 million project at the Des Moines International Airport. Last year, a record 2.7 million people flew through the current facility. In order to meet future demands, this whole idea of a new terminal, the partnership says, must become a reality. It will take local, state, and federal dollars to complete. And finally, there is an effort to create a small business hub. The Greater Des Moines Partnership, they realize that the vast majority of jobs are created by small business, and to that end, the group will create a small business hub to encourage small business owners to relocate or expand into the Greater Des Moines Metro. When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about the business mind of Dwayne Ellett. Dwayne Ellett was the creator of Floppy. That had a 30-year run on The Floppy Show here on Central Iowa Television. Jeff, meanwhile, is an author, historian, and news director of News Talk 1540 KXEL, and he'll be in Ankeny this Thursday evening at a free talk about Dwayne Floppy and his book, The Floppy Show. Stay with us. This is something I know you're going to enjoy. Whether or not you know anything about Dwayne Ellett and The Floppy Show, this is kind of a fun conversation. It's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.